88.3 Southern FM.
And this is the Space Show. Now we're going to hear from Evgeny Kipkalo. He was born in Kiev in 1932. And he died in 2003 and was a great favorite in the Soviet Union. And he has a song here called Look at the Spaceships in the Sky. This is Evgeny Kipkalo.
Смотрит в небо, смотрит прямо в небо, смотрит в небо звездолет. Кто там не был, кто ни разу не был, пусть готовится в полет. Только выйди на орбиту, выйди, и увидишь с корабля. Ты увидишь, наяву увидишь, как прощается Земля. Она плывет в тумане голубом, родные горы и моря. Она все то, что домом мы зовем, она судьба и жизнь твоя. Смотрит в небо, смотрит прямо в небо, смотрит в небо звездолет. Кто там не был, кто ни разу не был, пусть готовится в полет.
Свечи земля, космонавта, опять свеча. Заплатит в небе отплаты звездок врачат.
Жаль, земля на рассвете своих детей. Еще ты не верил для них тебе.
Смотрит в небо, смотрит прямо в небо, смотрит в небо звездолет. Кто там не был, кто ни разу не был, пусть готовится в полет. Смотрит прямо в небо, смотрит в небо звездолет. Кто там не был, кто ни разу не был, пусть готовится в полет. Стартов новых и героев новых космос днем и ночью ждет. И готовый, в дальний путь готовый, смотрит в небо звездолет.
Evgeny Kipkalo, Look at the Spaceship in the Sky. That comes from 1963. Now, by now, there would be few people in the world who don't know the colours of the Ukrainian flag. Imagine the surprise then when three Russian cosmonauts boarded the International Space Station last week wearing, guess what? The bright yellow and blue flight suits. Talk about look at the spaceship in the sky. The spaceship in the sky at the moment is, of course, the International Space Station. So Roscosmos, that's the Russian space agency, denied any connection with Ukraine, stating that the flight suits were made long ago and are in the colours of the Bauman Moscow State Technical University, where all three cosmonauts graduated. Well, in related news, American astronaut Mark Vanderhey will return to Earth aboard a Russian Soyuz next Wednesday with landing in Kazakhstan. He will fly back to the United States, probably via Germany, and avoid travelling over Russia. The Ukrainian Space Agency has 16,000 employees, or at least it did until a few weeks ago. The agency controls 20 state-run corporations. The Zenit rocket is Ukrainian. Now that's the rocket that the long-defunct Australian company Cape York Space Agency planned to use to launch satellites. The first stage of the American Antares rockets are designed and manufactured in the Ukraine. Antares is used to launch payloads to the International Space Station. Now, engines for the Ariane Space Vega rockets also come from the Ukraine. In the early days of the war, the Russians did not attack the factories used to manufacture these rockets. The former chairman of the Ukraine Space Agency, Vladimir Yusov, said he thinks this is because Russia wants to get hold of them and use them for their purposes. I have no information on the current status of those space facilities. Now, do you remember the Antonov An-225? That's an aircraft that first flew in December of 1988. It was dubbed the MRIA, M-R-I-Y-A, and it was designed and built in the Ukraine, Soviet Socialist Republic, to transport the Buran space shuttle orbiters and the Zenit space launch rockets. Only one was ever built, although construction of a second was begun but not finished. Now, it has flown to many countries carrying oversized payloads under the flag of Antonov Airlines. With a maximum takeoff mass of 640 tons, the AN-225 held several records, including heaviest aircraft ever built and largest wingspan of any operational aircraft. When the Maria visited Perth in 2016, more than 35,000 people turned out to see it. The resulting road traffic chaos resulted in some regular airline passengers missing their flights. Since then, the aircraft has visited the country several times, often carrying mining equipment. Well, in late February, the aircraft was destroyed during the Battle of Antonov Airport. So we won't be seeing the Maria again. Although the Ukrainians say they will rebuild it. I don't know. Maybe they can. Or maybe they could build the partially finished one. And there's no information at the moment as to the status of that aircraft, whether it also has been destroyed or not. In other news related to Ukraine, scientists at the Max Planck Institute for Extraterrestrial Physics have placed an instrument aboard the Russian Spectrum Röntgen Gamma astrophysics satellite into safe mode. The German instrument is called E-Rosetta and is used to identify black holes. The satellite was launched in 2019 and is a cooperative venture between the German Aerospace Centre and the Russian space agency Roscosmos. The E-Rosetta was switched off on February the 26th, just days after the Russian invasion of Ukraine, as part of Europe's effort to cease cooperation with Russia. The United Kingdom company OneWeb has for some years used the Russian Soyuz rockets to launch its communication satellites in sets of 36. A further set was due to be launched on March the 4th. The satellites were nested atop the Soyuz rocket on the launch pad at Baikonur Cosmodrome when the war broke out. Now, Roscosmos demanded that OneWeb guarantee the satellites would not be used for military purposes and that the United Kingdom government divest itself of its investment in OneWeb. The United Kingdom government put some money into the OneWeb company several years ago in order to get it out of bankruptcy. Now, on March the 2nd, OneWeb ordered its employees to leave Baikonur. 2 days later, the Soyuz rocket was lowered onto its railway wagon and rolled back several kilometres to its assembly building. Well, OneWeb already has more than 420 of a planned constellation of 648 satellites in orbit as part of its broadband network. In the past times, the Soviet Union and the United States spent billions of dollars orbiting photographic reconnaissance satellites. Today, companies like Maxar Technologies have fleets of imaging satellites. These have been monitoring the war in the Ukraine, and they only cost a few tens of or hundreds of thousands of dollars instead of billions. And you have almost certainly seen some of these remarkable images in the newspaper, on television, or on the internet, perhaps when the Russians were massing for their invasion, or perhaps you saw the convoy of tanks and vehicles on the roads of the Ukraine. Well, two satellites in particular have been useful. These are the WorldView 2 and the WorldView 3. One multispectral image even shows the muzzle flash from one of a battery of guns parked in a paddock near Kyiv, with smoke and dust surrounding the recently fired other five guns. Do you remember Jared Isaacman, who commanded a four-person orbital spaceflight aboard a SpaceX Crew Dragon last year? In the process, he raised money to support the St. Jude Children's Research Hospital, which researches cancer treatment for children. Last week, the hospital announced that its clinic and foundation partners in Poland and Ukraine have received 9 Starlink internet terminals provided by the Polaris program. That's a private spaceflight project led by Jarek Isaacman. This will allow the hospital to support Ukrainian patients should ground-based internet links be cut. By the way, Isaacman plans to rent 2 more Crew Dragons from SpaceX, the first later this year, from which they'll make a spacewalk, the first private spacewalk ever. Well, that hospital in the Ukraine is not the only recipient in the Ukraine of Starlink terminals. SpaceLink has delivered terminals to restore communications and connectivity for other internet users. Elon Musk has pledged to send car power socket adapters and solar charging equipment in order to help keep the terminals powered when regular electricity is not available. The European Space Agency says that the planned September launch of its ExoMars rover to Mars aboard a Russian Proton rocket is, and I quote, "very unlikely." End of quote. The situation is quite complex. Although the Proton rockets are manufactured in Russia, they are launched from Kazakhstan, which is a separate country. The Baikonur Cosmodrome is leased from Kazakhstan and staffed by Russians. At present, the British-built rover is in Italy undergoing tests and was scheduled to travel to Russia in April to be mated with the Russian-built lander, the Kazachok. Launch opportunities to Mars occur every 26 months, so the next chance will be in 2024, or, the space agency says, more likely in 2026. Meanwhile, the Roscosmos, the Russian space agency, has decided to withdraw its workforce from the Guiana Space Centre in Kourou. The workers were in French Guiana to prepare Russian-built Soyuz rockets for launch by Arianespace. Arianespace has been using the Soyuz since 2011 to complement the launch capabilities of the heavy-lift Ariane 5 and the small Vega rockets. And Arianespace is now examining what it can do to reassign the payloads that were going to fly on the Soyuz to either the Vega or the Ariane 5. And they have under development a new Vega rocket called Vega C and a new Ariane called Ariane 6. This has been a report on the war in Ukraine on the Space Show.
on FM, online, and on TuneIn 24/7. This is 88.3 Southern FM.